Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
According to research, teens who start using cannabis before aged 15 are more likely to use the drug often later in their lives. They're also more likely to develop mental and physical health problems in young adulthood compared to their peers who do not use the drug during adolescence. So has cannabis become normalised amongst our teens? Well, Professor Colin O'Gara, addiction psychiatrist at St John of God's and clinical professor of psychiatry at UCD. Has cannabis become normalised, Colin?
Hi, Anna.
Hiya.
How are you doing? In recent years, I think certainly the last 10 years of clinical practice suggest that cannabis, yes, had become normalised. And I think that's because it was a different product to what it is now today. I mean, previous years, cannabis, particularly the THC content, was a lot lower than it is now. And we're seeing a much stronger product now and a more harmful product. We also saw the emergence of cannabinoids, particularly HHC, or hexahydrocannabinol, which was being sold openly in shops in town and other cities across the country, which was causing difficulties for young people. So, you know, I think definitely being normalised, Anna, but I don't think the message has got out really in terms of the harmful nature of cannabis in more recent years.
You know, you've said exactly what I was thinking, Colin, and I'm going to ask you to expand on that in a moment, because it used to be, I think, quite straightforward. It was weed, it was hash. Now there's so many variations of what it can be. The strengths are completely different. The forms are completely different. I think parents are really confused about even what to be looking out for. And what the study tells us is that the risk is concentrated amongst those who start early and use frequently. And then it goes on to say early frequent cannabis users have a 51% higher chance of seeking care for mental health problems in young adulthood compared to those who don't use the drug. That's a massive concern, Colin, isn't it?
No, it definitely is. And I mean, from, I think what's like, what isn't contested in within the clinical treatment field is the fact that cannabis does cause psychosis for some individuals. Now, there'll always be the argument, well, look, there's 80% of us that will use cannabis without a problem. Now, you know, you could debate that actually that percentage is different now as cannabis has got stronger. But the issue is that we don't know who's going to respond in a catastrophic way to cannabis. Mm. And, you know, with regard to antidepressants, our hope within the treatment field is that based on genetic screening, we'll be able to tell which people will respond to particular treatments and which people, for instance, will be able to respond to talking therapies. So you'll be saved the issue of, you know, having side effects to a medication that may not be beneficial to you. So that's called predictive genomics. In the case of cannabis, you know, dealers are not concerned about predictive genomics, as you could expect, Anna. They're, you know, it's about getting the product out, and really harm, and that comes as a secondary issue. But like what we are seeing in our clinical practice is young people who, as a study suggests, start cannabis at a very young age now. You know, we're talking from 13 upwards and in some cases younger. And the brain doesn't develop in a male till 25 years of age. And for young men, particularly using cannabis, and as you say, frequently, that effect is, you know, catastrophic for many. They end up with a drug-induced psychosis or worse, the schizophrenia. For others, it's really the loss of motivation, you know, more subtle cognitive effects and effects on executive functioning, which overall leads to lost opportunity. Mm. And then in the psychosis area, There can be, it's a whole spectrum. It's not just a dichotomy of some people developing a full-blown psychosis. Other kids will develop what we call overvalued ideas or just more subtle, distorted thinking, which again leads to lost opportunity.
Yeah, but it's the, as you say, it's that build-up, it's that cumulative effect. Talk to me about what forms are out there. I mean, is it hash? Is it grass? Is it being smoked? Is it being vaped?
Yeah, the main, what we'd see mainly is grass. I mean, hash is really a historical thing and definitely would be seen amongst kids as exotic nowadays. The HHC product was very, very common up till recently. And then cannabinoids, which are mainly sold, there's CBD as well, sold in the form of a vape, you know. So, I mean, the internet, I guess, is one of the routes where there's a whole host of products available. You know, which may be banned now, HHC, but our sense is that people will continue to buy it off the internet, particularly kids. The grass then is really the staple and is taken then with, obviously with either alcohol or other drugs.
Okay, in combination with. Just let me bring in some of our other contributors here. Declan Keenan, youth worker with the Northeast Inner City. Has cannabis become socially acceptable amongst certain groups, Declan, do you think?
I think it's become socially acceptable amongst everybody. I mean, there was a time where the word drug was a really bad word. Now we've a generation who've grown up kind of using, as was said previous there, you know, maybe smoking hash or dabbling a little bit. But what's out there on the market today for young people is much stronger. It's a whole different animal. But people just consider it as being the same, you know. So people will often say, you know, well, it's much stronger or whatever. And people go, oh, yeah, it's fine. So you have that social acceptance even amongst parents. Parents years ago would have never taken cannabis. In my day, certainly, there was very, very few parents, whoever you would have known, that would have smoked hash or anything like that. But today, a lot of the parents would have grown up using it. And so they don't necessarily see the harm that was spoken about there a minute ago. I mean, that was an excellent kind of synopsis of exactly what's happening to young people. Young people, 12, 13, start to smoke it. They take it on their way to school. The next thing is they're falling through school. They're falling out with their friends. They just lose the ability. We've seen young people who were, you know, really the life and soul of the party, the ones who would really get things moving and motivated, just losing all motivation.
Wow. Stay on the line, Declan, because I have DJ Nikki Hayes, broadcaster, who, you know, you've been on your own addiction journey, Nikki, and you've been very transparent about the very difficult road that you've travelled over the last few years. What are your thoughts on cannabis, Nikki?
Yeah, well, like I was saying to your researcher earlier on, Anna, that like I wasn't a cannabis user myself, but I've seen so much of it. And I agree with Declan there. I think it's normalised amongst everybody. It's not just the youth, but the youth definitely. I'm working in the youth sector at the moment, and a lot of kids are presenting with it as a normalised thing. But it comes from the home as well. Like some people would be there smoking with their parents, and it's very normalised. Recently, I was in...
Smoking joints with their parents at home?
Yeah, yeah. I've heard that numerous times now. I've been doing some work with the inner city kids, and that's kind of quite normalised.
Okay.
But then recently, I was in a fast food chain there in the Ilex Centre, and there was a guy no more older than my own daughter, who's 11, I'd say maybe 12, and he was just rolling a joint sitting there beside me like it was the most normal thing in the world.
Really? Openly?
Yeah, openly. Didn't even try to hide it. Literally sitting there in the middle of this particular chain, sitting there rolling it and not a bother on him. He didn't try to hide it or conceal it at all.
Well, because there is that mentality that it's socially acceptable. Let me just bring in Tony. Tony, you're in Monaghan. Do you think parents are aware of the dangers of cannabis use?
Unfortunately not, but thank God for people like Colin and Declan, and if they listen to them. I'm not a professional. I had a day job, but I worked in the voluntary sector with youth, and I also experienced it with suicide prevention and various forms of risk. But if you want people to be suicidal, depressed, paranoid, anxious, schizophrenic, homeless, unemployed, domestic abusers, and have all sorts of other issues, please give them cannabis. If you want them to be normally well-adjusted people who contribute and work hard, do not give them cannabis. the cannabis is a much different animal than it was when I first saw it in college. And I saw people in college, high performers, some of the smartest people I ever saw, 98% in their leaving cert, smoking dope on when they went to London during the summer and came back, on the performers, dropping out of the courses. At work, I've seen it, where again, really, really high performance. And then suddenly, the change, the Friday, missing on Friday, missing on Monday, complaints from customers, and slowly, 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 they became a massive problem. Now, we had, in company, serious programs to help people, but you can only help people who want to be helped. At sports, I trained people at elite level in county and stuff like that. Nobody at elite level is taking cannabis, for maybe momentarily, but you cannot perform at the highest level because it affects every part of your performance, both psychologically, mentally, and physiologically. Colin hasn't spoken. He's spoken fantastically about the psychological issues, but the actual physiological, cancer, heart, stroke, so many, but it takes away your drive. People become homeless. There was one particular guy, an incredibly way smarter than me, and that guy was
You're speaking and so well and painting such a dramatic picture, which I think is so important, especially if young people are hearing this or parents of young people. You've obviously witnessed this firsthand, Tony, have you?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And you see this destroy his life. It's not the Hollywood. You know, this isn't two lads smoking dope in California. This is people who've lost everything because they take this crap. And it's called dope for a reason.
Yeah.
Because they become doped. They can disengage. They become a problem. They end up living in their parents' attic at 40 years of age, stealing their pension money and keyboard warriors at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's the lucky ones. The other ones are on the street or dead because it moves on from cannabis to other.
Yeah, it's a stark warning, Tony. Colin, can I get your reaction to that? Fully functioning people, productivity drops, has an impact on every area of your life. Would you agree? Because you've seen it all.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question that cannabis, Anna, does cause this. I mean, the debate is obviously focused on to what extent it causes it in the general population. And it is the case that many people will use cannabis and will not run into the catastrophic effects that we've referred to, for instance, the drug-induced psychosis or otherwise. I would suggest that cannabis harm is on a spectrum. Mm-hmm. And the, you know, use of cannabis in some individuals will cause very subtle effects in performance, in executive functioning, and motivation. And that's the, for some of these people will not be aware of that. But as we've seen with the stronger levels of cannabis, I think it's becoming a lot more obvious. You know, so we obviously deal with the severe end of the harm. But, you know, within the debate, there will be pushback in that some people will say they're able to use cannabis without a difficulty.
Well, can I read this text to you, Colin, just before we run out of time? This is the most one-sided conversation I've ever heard in my life. I smoke cannabis for over 30 years, have a successful job and employ people, and it does help with anxiety here. HHC is not from the cannabis plant. It's made in a laboratory. Will you explain that for us, Colin, please?
Yeah, I mean, on the two pieces, look, there you have it. You have, you know, people will. The reality is some people will use cannabis without a difficulty. But what we're talking about here today is the potential harm with it. On the second piece, in terms of HHC, the natural form of cannabis, which contains a CBD and THC, CBD is typically protects against psychosis, and THC causes psychosis. HHC is a chemical. It's a cannabinoid. It's generally made, you know, in a laboratory situation, and it can be sprayed onto vegetable matter and then smoked. So they're two very different things.
Okay.
The natural form, you know, you've the natural form versus the chemical form.
Of course. Okay. It's a huge conversation. No doubt we will come back to it here on Lunchtime Live. That's Professor Colin O'Gara. Thank you indeed for your insights this afternoon and to all of our contributors on that very important item.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18-plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.